Hi everyone, this is Terry Nazon, world famous astrologer, and welcome to episode one of my new series called The Astrology of Crime, a new series I'm starting. The mysterious deaths of Gene Hackman and his wife Betsy Arakawa, a classical pianist and her favorite dog, shocked the world last week. Let's see what we know and what the astrology says. Gene Hackman's body was found in a mudroom, we know that, and Ms. Arakawa's body was found on the floor of a bathroom according to a search warrant affidavit. A dead dog was discovered nearby in a closet near Ms. Arakawa. Officers came to the home after responding to a neighbor's request for a welfare check, and they found the couple and the dog were deceased. The police had a search warrant and worked with the utility company, New Mexico Gas, to determine if it was carbon monoxide or there was a gas leak, finding none. Carbon monoxide poisoning and gas was ruled out, and there were no external signs of trauma to the bodies. A pacemaker in Gene Hackman's body revealed that February 17th, President's Day, a national holiday, was the day of the death. Hackman had three children from a prior marriage to Faye Maltese, and the siblings were convinced that a gas leak had caused the death of their father, but that was ruled out by the authorities last week. And while speaking with the Daily Mail, Leslie Ann, one of his daughters, admitted she had not spoken to her father months before his death. Let's consider Betsy Arakawa's chart. She's a Sagittarius with Mercury, Mars, and lucky Jupiter in Sagittarius. But the last few years would have been very difficult for her as Saturn squared these Sagittarius planets and was coming up to a square with her sun. Now, if we don't know her time of birth, we do know that she was born on December 15th, 1959. So if we just look at her solar chart as a Sagittarius, that would put Saturn in the fourth house of beginnings and endings and death, and also give a very severe emotional trauma maybe and wanting to get away or move on. So we know that the last few years here have been very trying and very difficult for her. And as the sun was coming up to square her, as the planet Saturn was coming up to square her sun, she would have been forced to make a decision about her future. And we see that her moon is in Gemini, even though we don't know her time of birth. On December 15th, 1959, the moon was in Gemini and quite possibly comes to a close square with her lunar and south nodes, which is very important in this whole case. Her north node is in Virgo at the very last degrees, making it difficult to ask for help. And sometimes this north node in Virgo makes one a fix-it kind of person or prone to alternative forms of medicine, let's say herbs and vitamins, things like that. And her south node was in Pisces, which kind of makes her a saint. This means that coming out of a previous incarnation, she might have been a musician, she might have been a saint, but overall a pretty sweet person. According to her chart, she would have certain views about religion, spirituality, and life after death. The lunar nodes are usually involved when predicting death, and definitely have been playing a role in making her feel overwhelmed. Then there's the predictor, another predictor that could have been involved in these deaths. Her natal there's a natal midpoint between her natal Mars and Mercury, which squares Pluto. And just Mars squaring Pluto is called the murderer square. It's a do anything kind of square. They take things to the limit and they're not afraid to jump in and do what's necessary. Mars in Cancer has been in conjunct Mercury in her eighth house of challenges. And again, overcoming these challenges would have been difficult because of Mars retrograde. The current transits to her chart were Neptune connecting to her south node in fearful Pisces, along with that fixed star Shiat, who has the flavor of Saturn. The fixed star Shiat causes extreme misfortune, murder, suicide pacts, accidents, and drowning. And we've seen a lot of airplane accidents as Neptune is far too close to our transiting north node and the fixed star Shiat. In Betsy's case, she was experiencing a nodal return of sorts. The transiting north node in Pisces connected to her natal north node in Virgo. And this would have made things more stressful and given a faded quality, or I can't go on anymore. Or maybe she was feeling that she couldn't care for Gene Hackman as he was already aging and 95. In their two charts, the connection was faded and intense, with Betsy's Venus and Neptune in Scorpio, the ruler of marriage, and Neptune combination giving her great musical talent, connecting to Gene Hackman's South Node in Scorpio, the ruler of death. Typically, the planetary person, in this case Betsy, has more control over the South Node person. And when connected to someone's South Node, they exude, you know, a special kind of influence it, and they say when it's done or when it's over, because the lunar nodes are destiny timers. They say when it's done or over. So if somebody's planets connect to your South Node, they're going to tell you when it's over. In this case, it's the sign of Scorpio. This gave her control over life and death, which Scorpio rules. Venus and Neptune in Scorpio gave vast talents, but can be possessive and obsessive and jealous about the one they love. On February 17th, the estimated day of death, the moon entered Scorpio and squared the planet of death, Pluto, in Aquarius, which also rules electrical charges, if we're going to be honest. And he did have a pacemaker in his heart. In the chart of Gene Hackman, a powerful and faded fixed square between his lunar north node in Taurus, his south node in Scorpio, Vesta, and Zeus, and Venus, which represents the wife, indicates he didn't have many choices. So this is a grand fixed square. And when it's engaged, you don't have very many choices because there's no outlet for that energy. So maybe he was feeling like he had to go along, or he had to do what she said, or she was in charge. And he might be in a state of mind where he just went along and he just did what she told him to do. And Pluto was in conjunct with Neptune, which in this case does rule gas, so that was a probable cause, but ruled out poison, food, medication, and a deep sleep. Mars was retrograde within 1 degree of his Pluto, and his body wasn't found or discovered until Mars went direct and conjoined his natal Pluto exactly. Mars conjoined Pluto in Cancer, and this could be food or a female caregiver involved in his death. It's very possible that his health had deteriorated a great deal. I believe that the astrology shows a woman, probably Betsy, who was facing her aging husband's death or dementia, and she couldn't bear this. I believe this is a murder-suicide. So looking at this complicated situation, he was either poisoned or his pacemaker was manipulated somehow. I don't know much about that. Zeus in his chart also made me think of an injection or a jolt from that pacemaker. Well, that's all for now. And I hope that maybe you've learned a little bit of astrology, or that you enjoyed my new series, The Astrology of Crime.